Tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikua tika, iwa tukou māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, rungi te waia kōrero ko Grant Rex, tētahi o ngā tangata e hakamahia tēnei kaupapa, pause, breathe, smile, nō reira me tārhia ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe e Grant.
Kia ora, ka nui te mihi ki a koutou katoa, ko Hakarimata te maunga, ko Waikato te awa, nō rāhui pōkeka hau, engare kei te noho ki tahuna ināinei ko Grant Rex taku ingoa. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, really appreciate you being able to take the time out and join us this morning to talk on this kaupapa, pause, breathe, smile. Now, are you able just to give us a little bit of a background as many of us and our listeners will be a little bit new to this kaupapa? So can you just give us a little bit of background on how it started and where it is today?
Sure, yeah. So Pause, Breathe, Smile is a mindfulness-based well-being program that has been designed for children aged 5 to 12, and we train school teachers to deliver the program to their tamariki in the classrooms. It started at the Mental Health Foundation back in 2013, we've been through many different kind of iterations of the program as we've sort of geared it up to roll out, and then from early 2017 was really when the rollout fully began, and doing a lot of whole staff training in schools. And then over the past year, we received funding from Southern Cross, which has made the program free for all primary and intermediate schools in New Zealand. And basically what is taught in there is we start off by teaching tamariki some basic mindfulness skills to really help them center themselves, to balance body and mind, to sort of come home to the present moment, and then teach them how to apply those skills to different areas of their life, such as managing strong emotions and regulating emotions, to recognize the difference between helpful and unhelpful thinking so that, you know, they can really let go of thoughts that are troubling, you know, negative self-talk and so forth, to bring greater positivity into relationships with others, resolve conflicts, that sort of thing. And we've been researching it since the beginning, and the outcomes have been really positive, showing positive results in those types of areas.
And you know, I'm aware that these are discussions that happen amongst teachers, especially with the children of this age from 5 to 12 years old. It's one thing putting the content together to teach and deliver to these children, but we do not know what personal things are happening behind the scenes that may be affecting their learning and other issues. And so this is a very important kaupapa right now to try and input within all the schools. How did this relationship come about with Southern Cross? Did they hear about it and come into support, or were you able to reach out and convince them that this is a kaupapa worth supporting?
Yeah, we did some. We were doing some lobbying work, particularly around the time of the Mental Health and Addictions Inquiry. You know, a few years back, that the government were doing, and so we went and I think they got a bit sick of us. We went sort of two or three times in front of the committee and presented the results of Pause, Breathe, Smile. We also, around that time, put out a petition via Action Stations to see what sort of public support there would be for this, and took that to the commission. And we managed to get 15,000 signatures on that petition. And Southern Cross heard about that. And I think around the same time, there was a little bit on TV on one of Nigel Ladder's TV series that they saw. And they'd been looking around for a program to support that was, you know, right in this age bracket of children at that level. And so they picked up the phone and called us, which was, you know, quite a wonderful phone call to receive. And everything went from there.
And that's got to be very encouraging. Hey, like you said, you had been in front of the panel a number of times, but then for them to call you and say, right, we are ready to support such a kaupapa. I was just also wanting to ask, You did mention a few things about the benefits of this kaupapa, but what benefits does this have for our tamariki or throughout Aotearoa?
Yeah, so, I mean, our research has showed statistically significant increases in childhood well-being. We know that it increases calmness in the classroom and supports greater emotion regulation and all of those things, you know, I mentioned before. And, you know, a couple of our real hero schools are schools with high proportion of tamariki Māori, like, you know, 90% plus on their roll. And they've seen really great benefits, particularly and quite interesting, I think, for their boys. And, you know, an evaluation was done last year, an independent evaluation, and they went into one of these schools in Tairawhiti, and you know, the teachers there were talking about, for the boys in particular, really helped them to bring their henengaro back and to really be able to describe and manage their emotions and make better choices, which is exactly what we want to see. You know, the key thing, you know, mindfulness is working well when kids and adults alike are responding to situations from a place of awareness rather than just reacting impulsively. Mm. And that's the type of result we're seeing. And then I think the other thing to mention is that, you know, one of the very first whole schools we trained was in Northland, Kaiho Primary School. And there was a write-up about, you know, how they were going with the program last year in the Northern Advocate. And that was 3 years after we trained them. And they were still sort of going great guns with the program. So that was really positive to hear.
That definitely is some good news. Up in here in the north, we have a few models that we've tried, and some have worked, and some have just needed a little bit more touching up. Are you able to tell us about any particular models that you've been able to follow or even maybe created?
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole program's underpinned by Te Whare Tapawhā. And, you know, when you're being mindful of you're always being mindful of something, whether it's your body, your thoughts, your feelings, you know, relationships with others. So we really focus on being mindful of those four po of the whare, of whare tapawhā, and helping kids to really build and sustain well-being in those four dimensions, and to also see the interconnectedness between those four dimensions. So that's sort of been in place since the beginning. But what we've also done just this year is initiated a pilot in a kura Māori using Pawsbury Smile fully in te reo. And really we just sort of handed the power over to a Māori educator, Rawiri Hindle, who you know, I've been in conversation with for a number of years. And he was able to take the program forward and deliver it in te reo Māori, in that kura Māori, and then just adapt. You know, he brought in karakia, he used mindful movements that were very much rooted in te ao Māori, and they integrated whakatauki to bring, you know, different themes in the program to life. That pilot, the intention really was to see the well-being outcomes, which were, you know, very similar to what I described earlier and what we see everywhere, but also to make recommendations for, you know, really strengthening this program for tamariki Māori and kaiako Māori as well. And, and you know, so that's what's happened. They've made a number of recommendations, and it's really about strengthening it for full immersion Māori settings, but also cross-pollinating back into the program itself for mainstream schools, you know, so that it benefits Māori and non-Māori students in those schools as well.
Mm. Sounds like you've covered all bases, you've done the research, you know what you're wanting to achieve. Are you able to share a little bit more about what your current goals or future goals are at the moment for this kaupapa of PBS, Pause, Breathe, Smile?
Well, you know, we know it works. We know that when it is facilitated well, it really works for the tamariki, But we also know that kayak will get a lot of benefits out of this program themselves, just going through the training, and understanding more about how mindfulness can benefit them in their lives and their teaching practice. So really the overall goal is to get this into as many schools as we can, you know, hopefully all schools eventually, all primary and intermediate schools. And that includes, full immersion schools as well as English medium schools. And then the other goal really is to measure what we do, you know, which we are doing, we continue to do, and make sure we're getting those long-term well-being outcomes, that it's sustainable in schools. And then I think the last goal really related to that is to continue to really be responsive to, what we're seeing and what schools need and, continuing to refine and adapt as we go along so that we really can support schools on that journey of sustainable well-being.
Mm. And on that note, I'd just like to congratulate you guys on not only getting it going, but also then getting that support that would be so helpful to moving this kaupapa forward from Southern Cross, as you had put in the work and finally you had seen the treats. Do you have any final kōrero for our listeners up in here in Te Tai Tukero, up in here Te Hiko Te Ika, in regards to this kaupapa grant?
Yeah, I think, we can get to any school anywhere in the country. We have the resourcing to do that. There's no financial barriers for schools. We do know from, some of these schools that are doing really well that the benefits ripple out into the community. So whānau get to benefit from this program as well. So I think if there's anyone listening who's resonating with this, talk to your local school. Let them know that this is available. Let them know that the support's all there and that it's free.
Mm. He tino mihi atu ki a koutou katoa mo tēnei kaupapa rangatira. Kia haka piki ake te wairua, kia haumaru te hinengaro o mātou Tau Tamariki mai te taurima tai atu ki te Takaumārua. Ai meo mātou kaiako hoki, huri noa i Aotearoa. Mō tēnei wā, e Grant, nei rati mea tu kia koe, kia matara, kia ora.
Nā mihi, kia ora.
Ai, ko Grant Rex tērā, koia tētahi o ngā tangata ko timata, tēnei kaupapa, pause, breathe, smile, nā Southern Cross, tēnei kaupapa, e tautoko me ngā pūtea taunaki hoki. Engari, he tino kaupapa tēnei raro i tērā o te whare tapawhā. Mōhio ana kautau, he aha tērā o te whare, ko te taha tinana, te taha wairua, te taha hinengaro, me te taha whānau. Nō reira e te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Te Hiko Te Ika, iwa tukumāwhitu ira tahi te iarere.